Hi guys, welcome to the first ever episode of the 5-Minute Sports Podcast. My name is Karan Thavrani and I will be taking you through the top 10 sports stories of the day over the next 5 minutes. The top story of the day is that Huddersfield Town have won promotion to the Premier League by defeating Reading in the final. The match was 0-0 after extra time and Huddersfield Town won on penalties, making them a whooping $200 million richer. Coincidentally, Huddersfield beat Sheffield United in the playoff semi-finals via a penalty shootout as well. Huddersfield become the 49th different team to play in the Premier League and are back in the top flight for the first time since 1972. Can you believe it? Huddersfield of course joined the already promoted Newcastle United and Brighton and Hove Albion. Ernesto Valverde is the new coach of FC Barcelona. For the last four seasons, Valverde was the manager of Athletic Bilbao. Bartomeu, the president of Barcelona, has said that Valverde has the ability, the judgment, the knowledge, and the experience. He promotes the youth players and has a Barça way. He is a hard worker and is a fan of using technology in training and in managing matches. Bartomeu also added that Valverde's presentation as a new Barcelona coach would be this Thursday. Another piece of news that has also come out of the new camp outfit is that the German goalkeeper Marc ter Stegen has extended his contract until June 2022. An interesting clause added in the agreement is ter Stegen's release clause is £157 million. Ter Stegen seems to be Barca's number one keeper since Claudio Bravo's departure, having started most of the La Liga and Champions League games for Barcelona last season. Continuing to talk about goalkeepers, City appear to be in pole position to sign Brazilian goalkeeper Ederson from the Portuguese champions Benfica. The transfer fee for Ederson is expected to be around £35 million, making it the most expensive goalkeeper transfer. Juventus had earlier paid £32.6 million for Gianluigi Buffon way back in 2001. This transfer, of course, is happening due to Willy Caballero being released by the Blues just a few days back. Joe Hart has also returned from his loan spell at Torino in Italy. However, it seems highly unlikely that he would be the first choice goalkeeper at City as long as Pep is the manager. Dortmund have confirmed that Marco Reus partially tore his cruciate ligament during the German Cup final on Saturday. The injury would rule out the German winger for months. The duration of Reus's absence from football action would be confirmed in the next few days. Crotone completed one of the greatest ever comebacks in Serie A history to stay up in Italy's top flight. Crotone won 6 of their last 9 matches, with their only defeat coming against Juventus. Unsurprisingly, people are calling Crotone the Leicester of Italy, and now expect them to have a chance at winning the league next season. Moving on to cricket, the delegations of the BCCI and the PCB met in Dubai yesterday to discuss conducting a series between the two neighbours. The meeting was held in a cordial atmosphere, and its outcome will be shared with the members of their respective boards. The Indian government, however, seems totally disinterested in the series of ongoing discussions and has made it clear to the BCCI that they do not want to play cricket with the PCB in the near future. So we'll have to wait on this one to see how it develops. Moving on, South Africa finally beat England in the final ODI by 7 wickets held at Lord's. The Proteas won the toss and put England into bat for the third time in a row in the series. However, it was South Africa who got the upper hand relatively early in the game, restricting England to an unbelievable 20 for 6. England did extremely well to then go on to post 153, but it was still an easy chase for the South Africans. Despite the victory, England won the series 2-1. All the favourites progressed in the men's category of the French Open, as Novak Djokovic, Rafael Nadal and Milos Raonic all won in straight sets with ease. An astonishing stat that I came across today and thought would be worthy of sharing here is that in the 74 matches that Rafael Nadal has played, he has won 72 of them. Moving on to the women, the top seeds of Karolina Pliskova and Garbi Muguruza won in straight sets as well. The match of the day has to be Kristina Mladenovic vs Jennifer Brady. Mladenovic coming out on top when she looked down and out. I was watching that game and Brady had a 3-0 set in the third and final set. But Mladenovic fought back despite having a back injury and somehow managed to win that final set 9-7. I guess it helps when you're French and playing in the French Open, doesn't it? That's all that's there for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in and see you tomorrow. Bye!